Section 1. Listening. Part A. Directions. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once. Now look at question 1. 1. Good morning. I'm here for an interview. Can you tell me where the manager's office is?
The manager's office is down the passage to the left.
Thank you. Two. Every boy and every girl is going to climb the mountain tomorrow. Can I go with them, Mom?
I'm afraid not. Wait till you have finished reading the book, dear.
Three. I'm so bored. I have nothing to do at work. I just surf the internet all day long.
Damn, I'm so busy at work, and it's driving me crazy. I really wish I had your job. Four. How is your day going?
I'm looking for a job. The job market does not look that great, but I can't give up. Five. Why didn't you come to class yesterday?
I missed the bus, and by the time I got to campus, class was already over.
Six. Sheila is a very persuasive speaker. When she talks, people stop and listen.
That's right. A lot of people even change their opinions after talking to her.
Seven. Kathy, this is Mike. I am telephoning because I am going to meet some guests at the airport. So I will be absent for lunch.
That is okay. I will wait for you at supper time.
See you then. Eight. Look, here comes the bus. Let's hurry.
Why run? There is no need to be in such a hurry. There will be another one in 2 or 3 minutes.
Nine. What made you so upset?
My neighbor gave me her word that she would keep her cat off my grass, but she hasn't.
That's too bad.
Ten. What kind of music do you enjoy listening to?
I like to listen to rock.
Why do you like that type of music?
I like the kinds of instruments that they use.
I think that's an excellent reason to like something.
Thanks. I feel the same way.
Part B. Directions. You will hear four dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear the recording only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following dialogue. Simon, you look worried. What's wrong with you?
I'm all right, but it's my son, Roger.
What has happened to him? Can I do something for you?
Well, I'm going to New York in 3 days, and my wife is in London, and she will not return until the end of the month.
Oh, I see. You want someone to take care of Roger, don't you?
Yes, but it's hard work. He is too naughty.
Please don't worry. I'll look after him during your stay in New York.
I'll be away for nearly a week. I think there will be too much trouble for you.
It doesn't matter. You see, I was a teacher before I retired. I like children very much.
Thank you very much. Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following conversation between a man and woman about taking vacation.
I really need a vacation. I just can't decide where to go.
Have you ever been to Curaçao?
No, I haven't. It's so far.
Oh, come on. In this day and age, nothing is far. Besides, once you get there, it's like being in paradise. I really think you should consider it. In fact, I suggest you ask your travel agent about it.
What's so great about Curaçao? It's just another tropical island with a pretty beach.
Just another tropical island? Bright sunny days with blue water rolling upon to the clean white sand. Gentle winds blowing through the palm trees of clear move at night. Come on, it's a tremendous place to go.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, you can go wherever you want. But it's important that you relax during your vacation, and Curaçao is the perfect place for that. I mean, you can do all the things you like to do, play tennis, swim, read, rest, not to mention, eat well and get a great suntan. Why are you so hesitant? Come on, be adventurous.
You're certainly making it sound better by the minute. Okay. Maybe I'll check it out with my travel agent.
I suggest you hurry. This is a very busy time of the year, and reservations aren't always easy to get, and it is absolutely necessary that you have reservations.
Questions 18 to 21 are based on the following conversation about renting a handbag. John, shall we go to Sun's store? I have decided to buy that Murbury handbag. Anyway, I'm not carrying this one to Mary's wedding.
But Jane, why not rent one with handbag hire? Instead of $990, pay $50 and you have it for a whole week.
Sounds great, but I never knew I can rent a handbag.
Handbag hire is a new business. It was founded 2 months ago. Its collection covers many designer handbags.
So, for the price of one Murbury, I can use a different bag each week for 20 weeks?
Absolutely. And if you like one of them, you can choose to buy it at a discounted rate. Of course, the price varies by age and condition. For example, a $1,500 Murbury bag can sell for just $750.
Great, but how do I rent? By telephone or in person?
Either, and more conveniently, it accepts online orders.
I'll do it online now. I still have one more question. Mary's wedding is next Saturday. There are only 5 days left. Do I have enough time?
Don't worry. It promises that customers receive their orders by post within 2 days. 3 more days to go.
Oh, I'd better order one right now.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following discussion about job applicants at an employment agency.
I don't think Papas is right for this position.
I agree. He's got experience as a computer operator, but he has very little training in programming. What about Anderson?
I like him. He seems very enthusiastic, and he knows a lot about programming.
That's true. Do you think he is dependable enough? He's already had 2 different jobs this year. He might work for a couple of months and then decide to leave.
I suppose so, but his last supervisor wrote a 3-page letter of recommendation. He says Anderson is an excellent programmer.
He probably is, but we don't want him to leave after we've spent a lot of time training him. Actually, I think Logan is the best candidate.
She hasn't worked since she got married, hasn't she?
She's been taking care of her family, but she is really devoted.
Oh, yes. The letter from her principal says she did a wonderful job. Do you think she'll be a good programmer?
I bet she will. She has an excellent letter of recommendation from her teacher at the institute she attended.
That's true.
And Logan seems more professional. She was well-dressed and seemed to have a very positive attitude about working for us. You now have 3 minutes to transfer all your answers from your test booklet to your answer sheet. That is the end of listening section.